Service on three high-speed rail lines in France has been disrupted by arson attacks, causing travel chaos on the opening day of the Paris Olympics. The attacks were all detected around four this morning and occurred despite strict security precautions. Meanwhile, with the opening ceremony now only hours away, the names of Ireland's flag bearers have been revealed. 100-metre hurdler Sarah Lavin and golfer Shane Lowry will be leading the team. Over the next 2 weeks, 133 Irish athletes will compete for medals. To put this in context, 20 years ago in Athens, the country had just 46 competitors. This year, 10 Irish boxers have qualified for the Games. In 2004, the figure was just one. We can cross now to Paris and our reporter, Kate Varley. Kate, will we look first of all at those arson attacks? What happened?
Yes, good afternoon, Rachel. Well, the eyes of the world are on France today because of that opening ceremony tonight. So really, this is not the story organisers would have wanted to be leading bulletins at this time. As you say, we've seen chaos and disruption here in Paris and elsewhere after what's been described as a massive attack on France's high-speed rail network. Outgoing French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal has described what has happened as acts of sabotage carried out, he says, in a planned and coordinated manner. At least 800,000 passengers have been affected, including on the Eurostar. Authorities say arsonists targeted installations along the lines connecting Paris.
What remains unclear is who was responsible for this, but it's also, it is clear that this happened despite heavy security. Can you describe for us, Kate, what the security is like in Paris?
Yeah, as you say, Rachel, these strikes come at a time of apprehension ahead of the opening ceremony. There's been a huge security operation in place for days. We've anti-terrorism barriers, trained snipers, there are 45,000 police officers deployed along the 6 kilometre route, which will take participants on a floating athletes parade down the River Seine later. This is the first time a Summer Olympics opening ceremony has taken place outside an Olympic Stadium. So grand, ambitious plans, Rachel, but obviously significant risk too.
Now, you said there, you mentioned the opening ceremony and the fact that it's going to be rather different at these Games. The names of Ireland's flag bearers have been revealed.
Yes, they have indeed. Just there in the last maybe hour and a half, Shane Lowry and Sarah Lavin have been chosen as Team Ireland's flag bearers for the parade. It's been a lovely moment for them, the Taoiseach, the Ambassador, Minister Martin, all here today. And here is what the two flag bearers had to say.
You know, there really is no words. It's the greatest honour you can have as an Olympian to carry the country's flags and the hope of the entire team, hopes and dreams that everyone has had since they were tots. And to be standing there alongside Shane is something you could dream of.
And Shane, for you, how much of an honour do you consider this?
Oh, huge. I mean, I'm a very patriotic person. I love Ireland. You know, I love going out there on the world stage and competing for, you know, not only myself and my family, but for my country as well. And, you know, to be able to do something like this and have this on your CV is just something that, you know, as a kid, I never dreamed of or never thought about it because, you know, golf wasn't in the Olympics. But, you know, when it came into it and, you know, I competed in Tokyo and I was gutted not winning the medal or not coming close. And, you know, from that moment, I sort of decided that, you know, I want to come here to Paris and try and win an Olympic medal for my country. And, you know, to start the week off by doing this is something that, you know, it's like Sarah said, it's what dreams are made of.
And it's a secret you've been keeping for some time?
Yeah, it was kind of the world's worst kept secret this morning anyway. But I'm very grateful that I got asked, and I'm very grateful that I can go and do it, and alongside such an amazing athlete as Sarah as well. And, you know, hopefully this is the start of great things to come for Ireland over the next couple of weeks.
Shane Lowry and Sarah Lavin speaking a short time ago to our reporter Paul O'Flynn. Kate Varley is still on the line from Paris. Kate, a really busy weekend ahead with a lot of Irish competitors in action. Who should we be looking out for?
Yes, Rachel. Well, some of the highlights to look forward to tomorrow. We've got Rhys McLennigan in on the pommel horse from 10 a.m. We've got the first rowing races getting underway there. It's expected to be a very busy time for Irish athletes. At just after 11 a.m. we have Zoe Hyde and Alison Bergen in the women's double sculls. And Ryan Mullen will be competing in the road race time trial. That's cycling just before 4 p.m. So a very busy schedule ahead. Plenty more athletes in action, and to keep us all occupied over the weekend, you can all catch it all on the RTE, and full details on the RTE Sport website.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I know a lot of people will be wallowing in all of that over the weekend, and we'll have more on the Olympic Games before the end of the programme.